BBC World Show as we take you into your Thursday evening. Now, AFTA, that's Advocacy After Fatal Domestic Abuse, based in Swindon, has been awarded £200,000 by the Home Office to raise awareness of the need for specialist and expert advocacy after domestic homicide. Set up 10 years ago now, the charity provides specialist support to help families cope and recover after domestic homicide. Frank Mullane is the founder, and I asked him to remind us why he set the charity up in the first place.
In 2003, so 15 years ago, my sister and nephew were murdered in domestic abuse by both the husband and father. That left us in a situation wanting to know why that happened when we had been giving information about the abuse to the authorities, but also it left us in a position where we needed help to navigate our way through the plethora of sort of official activities that take place afterwards, and to ensure that there was some kind of a good outcome, which is about making the future safer if we can.
£200,000 you've been awarded. How did you feel when you first heard the news?
Well, it's wonderful that this is recognition that what we've been saying for years is that families after domestic homicide need a form of specialist and expert advocacy. Now, that's, I'm not talking about the law here. I'm talking about people who have walked that path to some extent and then have become experts in the reviews that follow, and able to help those families be what's called integral to the review rather than involved. And that's a unique model in the world that we have formed in this country, that we've put forward from this little charity, which is now national, nonetheless still quite small. We've proposed this model that families are given the opportunity to be integral to reviews rather than just involved. Now, the difference between integral and involved is that involved is a bit part by invitation only. Integral is actually we are key stakeholders. You are required to think about us in this review. And we can have legitimate influence on the scope, content and the impact of that review. And what we find with this model is that it helps everybody, it helps the reviewers too, because it's not about having a row. This is about trying to illuminate the past to make the future safer and to bring everybody with us. So in that model, I've also called for a raising of the status of four parties, if you like. Number one, the deceased, so that we tell the story accurately. Number two, the family, friends and community, that we raise their status to become integral rather than just involved. But thirdly, we need to raise the status of the professionals too. Because very often you witness blame just thrown at people, especially on the front line, which is not at all helpful. Most of the time, people are trying to do a damn good job and they're compromised by their own organisation, lack of training, lack of leadership, lack of supervision. So let's have the guts to see things in context. If we raise the status of those three parties, the deceased, the family, friends and community, and the professionals, then it ought to lead to a raising of the status of the fourth party, which is the would-be victims, who might not now be victims because we got good reviews done.
£200,000 is a lot of money. What are you going to do with that?
The money will be used to raise awareness across England and Wales of this facility to be able to give specialists and expert advocacy. So the Home Office has given the grant to AFTA, the organisation that I run, Advocacy After Fatal Domestic Abuse, to go out and tell England and Wales that it exists and that they can make referrals into it in order to give families this specialist and expert advocacy after domestic homicide.
And considering what you and your family went through 15 years ago, what does it mean to you now to be able to help other people in this horrendous situation?
Sure. Well, 15 years ago was the start, if you like, of that second part of the journey. The first part of the journey is the horrors, if you like, and the second part of the journey is what do you do afterwards. But it's immensely rewarding after. So it took my family 5 years to reach a point in our journey where we thought we had achieved what we set out to do, which is to find out the facts of the case and to cause impetus to make things change, that other people might be safer because of that. And we hope to some degree we've achieved that. Now, in that time, I was being called by other families, and it's hugely rewarding to be able to turn around and say, well, look, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. We can either help you do it directly or we can enable and empower you to do that. But these are some of the things we've learned along the way. And I just want to say that, you know, I've met some wonderful professionals in that journey who are themselves compromised by the system and the context. You know, I don't think people set out to try and make it difficult for you, but these systems are clumsy sometimes, and the sort of constructs around them sometimes make it so that it's a difficult circumstance for everybody.
That's Frank Mullane, the founder of AFTER, Advocacy After Fatal Domestic Abuse, the charity based in Swindon that's been awarded £200,000 by the Home Office to help raise awareness of the need for specialist and expert advocacy after suffering domestic homicide. Sometimes.